The animals pose behind the DreamWorks crescent moon and the picture's taken. Title, Holiday Goose Chase. Daytime, a toy train rolls through the habitat past a sleeping Alex, who wakes up and chases it.
Happy holidays, my wild friends. I hope you've been more nice than naughty this year.
Aw, these little buds. This is the best behaved foursome in all of Central Park.
Gloria splashes Carlos Oops. From her tank.
Come on, let's go. We've got more luminaries to hang before the zoo light ceremony tonight.
Oh, that moment when all the lights turn on at once makes me feel like a kid again every time.
Me too, Carlos.
Did you hear Kate talk about us being naughty or nice? Nobody panic!
We're not panicking, Melman.
Well, good, because I've been keeping track of our nice and naughty deeds all year.
Oh, like a chore chart?
An organizational tracking system with stickers? Simple yet efficient. I'm impressed, Melman.
Thanks, and good news, nice is in the lead.
Hey, has anyone seen Alex this morning?
Yeah! Alex rides atop the train, which goes towards a tree. A dollop of snow falls on Gloria's head.
Oh, oops.
There's another one for the naughty column. But the good deeds are still in the lead. Just barely.
It's a wild, wild world, and it's coming on in. It's a jungle out there, so let's get on our way. To have fun through the tunnel, see the big, big city. Everybody get ready.
A little wild.
Deck the halls, fellow Holly.
Beautiful work, Marty. Merry Cavemas to us.
Just wait for tonight. That magical moment when lights fill up the whole zoo. Gotta be my favorite holiday tradition.
My favorite tradition is going to Dumpling Dan's pop-up restaurant.
And after dumplings, we go to Cupcake Bee's for Candy Cane Cupcakes.
The holidays wouldn't be the same without our annual traditions. This will be the best year yet.
Not best enough. Or should I say not nice enough? It wasn't a strong year for niceness.
I thought nice was in the lead.
So did I. But after Alex's train fiasco this morning, I double-checked my work and discovered a calculation error. Nice and naughty are tied.
Focus on a sticker chart.
How could I enjoy the most wonderful time of the year now?
What does a sticker chart have to do with enjoying our traditions?
Isn't it obvious? I can't have a good holiday till it's been a good year.
Have you been good? Have you been naughty? It's present time. The season's starting. If you've been kind and generous, you'll be rewarded with loads of gifts and oh. If you've been bad, there's still time to turn it around.
Better be good.
Time today to earn stickers for the nice column.
Looks like you only need one more sticker to put nice in the lead.
That's true. And one more good deed should be easy and quick.
Where are you going?
To earn one last sticker so I can enjoy my dumpling, cupcake, and zoo light tradition in the nicest, goodest way.
Melman sees Lucia wrapping a present.
Hola, Lucia. Looks like you're in need of a good deed. Here, let me help.
Melman wraps and tapes the gift, which ends up messily covered in tape.
All done. Guess I've earned this.
A nice sticker.
Guess I didn't realize I was supposed to use that much tape.
Oh, Odie. This is for you.
Oh, for me? Tape's a little sticky.
So much for earning that sticker.
It's okay, Melman. It was the thought that counts.
Come on, Melman. We gotta go if we're gonna hit all our holiday favorites.
Yeah, those dumplings and cupcakes sell out fast.
But I haven't done my good deed.
You can do it on the way. We're heading to the tunnels.
Bye, Lucia.
Adios.
The gift is stuck to Lucia's paw.
Maybe the chips need help with something.
Happy holidays.
A special day calls for a special toll.
Had a feeling you might say that.
That's a beautiful tree, but it seems like it might be missing something.
Dave makes signs.
Yeah, our tree is perfect. But it could be even more perfect.
This is going straight to the top.
Pickles grabs a chimp angel ornament from Gloria. Dave opens the tunnel.
Bye.
Dave climbs on Pickles' shoulders to put the angel atop the tree.
Huh? That looks like a good deed waiting to happen. Need a tall friend to lend a helping hoof?
Thanks, Melman.
No problemo.
Melman puts the object atop the tree, which bends a little.
Good deed done.
The tree starts to fall. Then Melman pushes it.
There you go.
The tree keeps tilting from side to side, with Melman trying to fix it.
Well, I gotta go.
His tail tangles in the tree, sending it crashing to the ground. The animals emerge in Chinatown.
Will you look
on a rooftop,
that?
A goose stares
even
at a man.
More beautiful than last year.
And smells even better.
How can anyone smell at a time like this?
I know you wanted to complete your sticker chart, but is anything nicer than a warm dumpling on a cold day?
Look, we beat the holiday lines.
Gotta love a punctual celebration.
Looks like I should have taken a left at the dumpling.
Let's grab our dumplings and cupcakes, then we can kick back at Zula.
Excuse me. Gosh, I really don't mean to bug you, but can I bother you for directions? This map's confusing.
That's because your map's a menu.
How about that?
But if you need a good deed, I'm your guy.
Oh, well, okay. I'm looking for a store, a big store with a schmancy name and an even schmancier holiday parade.
Fancy Fifths?
That's the one! Back in Canada, the Fancy Fifths parade is world-renowned!
The goose almost knocks a bike over.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Well, Canada-renowned.
You came all the way from Canada?
Are you here with your family?
I'm afraid it's just me.
You're alone on the holidays?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a long story.
It's a good deed to listen to long stories, right? Consider these ears wide open.
Oh, well, we were passing over New York on our way to Florida when we got separated. It was pretty cloudy, and next thing I knew, I was lost.
You're lost and alone on the holidays?
Yeah, I guess I am. But I'd be a lot less lost with those directions.
Well, then we can do better than directions. We're gonna help find your family.
It'll be a little harder than you think, but if you could just point me on my way, is it a east-west kind of thing, or more of a north-south?
Will you excuse us a moment? Reuniting a lost goose with his family during the holidays? What's good out of that? That's gotta be worth a whole pack of stickers.
I guess we do still have time before Dan runs out of dumplings.
Yeah, and everyone knows the last batch of candy cane cupcakes is the best batch anyway.
And the zoo lights don't come on until it gets dark, so a little detour should be okay.
That's the spirit. We'll have plenty of time for our traditions once we help, did you catch his name?
Henry Herbert the 49th. But you can call me Hank.
Okay, Hank. What do you say we search the city up and down until we find your family?
You mean now? You want to spend the day looking for my family with me?
Yeah, we can start at the park. Geese love the Central Park Pond.
I'm gonna find your family, Hank, because nobody should be alone on the holidays.
People ice skate on a frozen pond.
Those are tourists from Canada. This is where I go, eh?
You betcha. Open air, plenty of water, and whoa, people! I love people watching. New Yorkers at the holidays are even more adorable than I imagined.
An exhausted man is around children and holds bags.
I don't see it.
Did you hear that?
That must be your family.
They came back?
Gino is blowing his nose.
What? It's allergies, Gina. You said you couldn't hear it.
I never said I couldn't hear it. I said it didn't bother me. Turns out it does.
Guess it's not my family. Thanks for trying. You sure are a nice bunch.
We are nice, which is why we're not giving up.
What about all your holiday plans? You ought to be out enjoying them.
Let's focus on where these geese ought to be.
If I were a goose, where would I go?
I am a goose, and I want to go to the Fancy Fifths Parade.
Then maybe your family's at Fancy Fifths right now, looking for you. Let's go.
The animals peek around his statue pedestal, and Hank makes them fall into a pile.
Whoops, sorry. Fancy Fifths. Would you look at that?
Hank stares at the winter-decorated storefront.
Wow! They're setting up the parade!
Wow! Oh, this window alone is worth the trip to New York!
If you think this is exciting, you should see the zoo lights.
Ooh!
Hey!
Snowball fight!
This is so much fun!
Want to know what's even more fun?
Melman is hit by several snowballs. Melman sneezes through the parade patrons. Gloria and Alex walk, looking around. And Marty leaps down from a statue.
Nothing here.
This wild goose chase is gooseless.
Places, everyone! The parade's about to begin. We roll out in five.
Nothing better than witnessing an efficient and well-planned holiday event.
Except...
Melman spots a horse-drawn buggy.
Begin one...
The animals ride in the buggy.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Woo! Santa, Santa!
I was born to play Santa.
I went from looking for the fancy parade to being in it? I could pinch myself.
Please don't. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. But if you do, let me know. I'd be happy to patch it up for you. Any sign of your family?
Nope, but there's a giant candy cane. I'll get some for us.
Not so fast, Hank. We all want a candy cane. Cupcake, that is. And the sooner we find your family, the sooner we'll get a taste of ours.
Sorry, I get easily distracted. Just ask my dad. Hank, the 48... Oh, there, look!
What? Is it your dad?
No, but there's a giant dreidel! And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 elves!
I know you're excited, Hank, but we're here for geese, not for Santa's workshop.
Santa's workshop's here, too?
Thank you!
Hear that?
That must be...
Hey, Santa! Love the new coat!
Ho, ho, ho!
Alex, focus!
I didn't know you kids were in the parade!
Neither did we till today. How'd you spot us, Annie?
Bird's eye view! Second best holiday view in all of New York! First one's on top of the Park Avenue Hotel.
Yep,
you see everything up on that roof.
They all look at a helicopter crossing the sky.
You can see more from the sky.
Oh, yeah, like that big old line at Dumpling Dance. Bet you see that one from space.
I have a feeling we're gonna miss our dumplings.
Not if I can help it. New plan. Alex and Marty, go get in line for dumplings.
Got it.
Hank, Gloria, you're with me.
Are we getting the cupcakes?
Gloria and I will get those after.
After we try that Santa-shaped bounce house?
Nope. We gotta do a good deed, and we're gonna do it like Santa would. From the sky.
Melman, Gloria, and Hank hide in a helicopter.
Like to marry Sue? I'm in position.
This sure beats winging it. Even my cousin Zeb can't fly this fast.
Hank, look on the horizon and see if you can spot your family.
Oh, right, right.
Hank, look, over there!
Those are definitely geese.
Wait, really?
Now you can spend the holidays with your family, and we'll get back to spending them with ours.
No, they're definitely not.
Here's to another banner year of being nice.
Woo-hoo!
Guess I'll get going then to see these geese, who I'm definitely related to. Thanks for everything.
What? This good deed? It was a breeze. Enjoy Florida.
See you next migration. Is that a thing that's
it? It is now. It sure was nice to have someone to spend the holidays with. Take care.
Now let's get our tails to Chinatown and get this holiday train back on track. Hello, fellow do-gooders.
Did we do it?
We did it.
Told ya, it always pays to be nice.
And patient. We're next. It's almost dumpling time.
Do you think 12 dozen dumplings is enough for the holiday bash?
I sure hope so, Millie. You bought every last one in the restaurant.
Every last one?
The animals walk, crestfallen.
There's always next year.
I know, Stomach. I know.
I'm sorry, Alex. I really thought we could make it.
It's okay. At least Hank found his family. It was worth it.
And if we hurry, we can still get our annual cupcakes.
Candy cane goodness, here we...
Hey! Oh, hi! Hey there.
Hank, what's going on? I thought you'd be halfway to Florida by now.
Is that a candy cane cupcake?
Sure is. The way you were talking them up, I had to try them. Got there just in time, too. This was the last one. Oh, want some?
Gloria catches the cupcake.
Hank, where's the family we reunited you with in epically nice fashion?
The truth is, the birds we saw in the sky, they weren't my family.
Oh, no! So, you're still lost?
Oh, yeah, I did lose my family. But what I didn't tell you is I kind of, sort of, flew away from them first. I always wanted to see New York at the holidays. But my dad always says Florida's where we belong. So, I don't know. I wanted to get closer to the magic, but turns out I flew a little too close. When I looked back, all I saw was clouds. Guess they didn't notice me fall behind.
Alex and Marty look sadly at Melman.
Your family's not even in New York?
Well, they gotta be halfway to Boca by now.
Thank you for letting us know that I didn't do the good deed I thought I did. If you'll all excuse me for a moment. So much for being good! This very bad day is the perfect end to a very bad year!
Oh, boy. I sure messed this up. I feel terrible.
And it made you feel terrible? I guess I deserve a naughty sticker for that.
I don't think that's necessary.
Come on, gang. If we hurry, we can still catch zoo lights.
What do you say, Hank? Want to join us?
I've overstayed my welcome, but you enjoy your holiday together.
Melman walks sadly.
Nice meeting you.
Happy holidays, Hank.
Melman's friends follow him. Hank walks in the opposite direction. Nighttime. Habitat. A girl takes a photo beside a boy in a wheelchair. Several animals play together around the zoo.
Just in time. Kay hasn't turned on the light display yet.
This will brighten our holiday.
Gloria sits in the snow.
It's too bad Hank couldn't join us.
Didn't we give that goose enough of our day already?
I kind of liked having him around. He reminded me how magical New York is this time of year.
Yeah, the only thing I like better than the zoo lights is watching someone watch the zoo lights for the first time.
Happy holidays, and welcome to the 10th anniversary of the Central Park Zoo Lights. May today be merry and bright.
Kate presses a button, and the luminaries start to glow. Lights turn on in the tree.
The lights are brilliant. I can't stop smiling, even when I try. Look at my face. Am I still smiling?
You're right. Hank would have loved this. Remember how his face lit up when he saw the parade?
Lights on my wish list for the holidays. Just friends and family to be right here with me.
Nobody should be alone for the holidays.
This sure was glorious, but were there fewer lights than usual?
16 luminaries are missing. I count them. Bit of a habit.
Oh, yeah. That's because of those geese who came by.
Geese? What do they want?
They asked to borrow some luminaries. Something about needing extra lights to look for a honk?
You'd think they'd have enough honks already, because they're geese.
Did they say a honk or a hank?
Hard to say. They had very thick Canadian accents.
That must be Hank's family! They were looking for him! Did they say where they were headed?
I think they were headed for the Central Park Pond. Geese love that pond.
We gotta head back to the city and reunite Hank with his family. For real this time.
You think that'll earn you a sticker?
Sticker, schmaker! We gotta do good, for goodness sake!
But even if we find Hank's family, we don't know where Hank went.
Happy holidays, kids! Wish you could see the bird's eye view of the lights. Second best view in the city, and it was all ours.
But the first best view is... Grab your holiday hats, we're going to the top of the Park Avenue Hotel!
Hank sighs at the top of the hotel, he notices the wild animals approaching.
My holiday crew, what are you doing?
You're here! It's a holiday miracle!
I'm sorry, Hank. We shouldn't have left you. Especially not today.
Aw, Melman, it's okay. You and your friends were the best part of my holiday.
Really?
It was my dream to see New York, and thanks to you, I didn't have to do it alone. Because like you said,
nobody should be alone on the holidays.
Hey, shouldn't you be at Zoo Lights?
Actually, I've got a feeling there'll be a pretty great light show right here.
A cluster of floating lights appears in the sky.
I'd recognize that honk anywhere.
A flock of geese fly towards the hotel, holding luminaries.
Mom, Dad, Debbie, Steve! I thought you'd left without me!
Oh, I told him we should keep going, but Mom and Dad refused.
I told you, Hanky. New York's too cloudy for geese this time of year. But that wasn't gonna stop us from finding you, eh?
Oh, thank goodness a chatty pigeon tracked us down at Central Park.
Nice one, Anthony.
Great pond, by the way. There were people caroling there. So cute.
Whether it's Florida, New York, or Winnipeg, it doesn't matter where we spend the holidays. All that matters is we spend it together, eh?
Hank agrees, crying.
This is so nice. Even nicer than a cupcake.
Or a dumpling.
Or a well-organized and perfectly timed light show.
It sure is.
What's on my wish list for the holidays? Just friends and family to be right here with me. Uh-oh.
Really are better together.
Yep, togetherest is even better than nicest. And this one's been the best holiday yet.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I am.
Melman and Hank ride atop the toy train.
Melman, you know you're not supposed to ride that train. It's naughty.
It's okay, Marty. You've got a whole year to make up for it.
Audio description by Grupo Steno. Scriptwriter Mariana Mendez. Narrator Jason Birmingham. Credits executive producer Johanna Stein. Written by Laura Zapp. Directed by Chan Vandekeer. Cast Gloria, Shailen Beckett, Alex Tucker Chandler, Melman Luke Lowe, Marty Amir O'Neill, Hank Mark Witten. DreamWorks Animation Television.